Welcome to Intentionality with Paul Kempf, the podcast and YouTube channel where we explore the possibilities and opportunities that can be created with a more intentional life. If you like what you hear, and I hope you do, please subscribe on the YouTube channel. Please follow us on the podcast platform where you're listening so that we can reach more lives, impact more lives. Before I get to today's episode, a few exciting things have happened in the last week. The first one is I got an email from somebody that said they'd like to join me on the couch. That is very exciting. That's the first time that has happened, and there's definitely going to be a future episode with this person. More about that later. The second exciting thing that have happened is last week's episode actually resulted in a question. Somebody interacted with me at paul@iwpk.co.za. Here's the quick question. The question was around the episode that I made about AI, and it was a very specific question about whether or not I think investment advice will be replaced by AI in the future. Now, interestingly enough, we've done a video at FFG, which we've posted on Facebook, and I'll share the link to the video again on the platform. And in that video, a question was asked to one of our investment advisors, and the same question was posed to AI, and the responses was compared. And it was very clear in that video on Facebook that AI wasn't quite there yet. So the short answer to that question is AI has not yet replaced investment advisors, I think in South Africa or even in the world. But here's the point. I don't really know what the future holds. I don't know what things will look like in a year or in 5 years' time or in 10 years' time. I think there's certainly a component of investment advice that could be replaced by AI in the future. But I do also still believe that the human touch, that the intentionality of a human being in their interactions and in their advice with a client is still going to be valuable for a very long period of time. All right, let's get to today's episode. This is episode 22. And the name of this episode is Time for a Big Change. So why do we want to change? Well, this week, someone I respect and someone whose opinion I value a lot said something to me about the podcast. They said the things I talk about are very obvious. People know I've got to exercise, I've got to stop smoking, I've got to set goals, I've got to get up early in the morning. These are obvious things that we talk about. And this person felt that it was time that we take this podcast to a next level, that we try something different, that we try something new. Now, I agree wholeheartedly with what was said. I agree that in the first few episodes of this podcast, we spoke about things that were fairly obvious. And that is why I want to try something different. That is why I think it's time for a big change in this podcast. Now, before we get to how we're going to change and what we're going to change, just allow me maybe a few comments about the obviousness of some of the things that I've spoken so passionately about in previous episodes. And here's the question I want to pose to you today. If it is so obvious, these things that I talk about, why do so few people actually do it? Why do so few people that I meet, that I engage with, actually live a intentional life? Now, before I answer my own question, I'm going to do what I did last week. This is going to be second time in a row that we are going to be doing a giveaway on this YouTube channel and on this podcast. So here's how it's going to work. Few rules first and foremost. It's R1,000 in Takealot vouchers that I'm intending to give away. You have to engage with me. You have to either send me an email or engage on social media, or follow the link that we will put or post on the platform. You also have to subscribe to the YouTube channel to qualify, and you have to follow me on one of the podcast platforms to qualify. That's what you've got to do. And then you've got to add one other thing. I want to know if there's anything in the first 21 episodes of Intentionality with Paul Kempf that has had an impact on you, that has made you change something in your life, that made your life more intentional. I really want to know if this podcast has had an impact on you, and I'm prepared to reward you if you share with me what it is that you have taken from one of the previous episodes that has made you live a more intentional life. Right, back to my question. Is it really that difficult to do the obvious things that make you successful, that make you live a more intentional life? I'm going to try and convince you of the importance of doing these obvious things, but not just doing them today, right now. I really want to start talking today with you about how to stop procrastinating, the changes you need to make in your life to become more intentional. Now, in my preparation for this episode today, I was looking for a word or a phrase or something that I could use that could be super effective in getting you to stop postponing, stop procrastinating on doing the obvious things in your life that you needed to change. So the obvious place I went is I said, what is the opposite of procrastination? And there I learned something new again this week. The opposite of procrastination is precrastination. It's a difficult word. You've got to be careful how you pronounce that. Precrastination. And the definition of precrastination is charging forward with the quickest action. Here's the bad news. That can actually be a negative. That can actually not be a good thing. I mean, think about that. Charging forward with the quickest action, there's not really a lot of thought in that. So the opposite of procrastination isn't really the solution. And then I thought of something else. In episode 20, the top 1% episode, I spoke to you about a word, about changing a word that we often use. And that is, instead of saying one day, start saying day one. I want to take that a little bit further. I want to talk to you about the secret power of the word today. I do find a lot of people still believe that there are secrets to success, secrets to winning. Why? Because as long as it's a secret, you don't need to do it. It's a convenient excuse for not doing the obvious things that will help you to be successful, that will help you to win. I've got a hard truth for you today. I really do not believe there are secrets. I do not believe it is magical. I don't even believe it's got a hell of a lot to do with luck. I believe the things we need to do to win, to be successful, is very, very obvious. You're right, Herman. It is very obvious. But let me tell you something else that is very, very obvious. The difference between success and failure is really only the willingness to do the things we need to do to be successful consistently. I want to repeat that. The difference between success and failure is the willingness to do the things that we know we need to do consistently. And let me add one other word to that. Today. People that are average in their lives, in most things they do in their lives, are average because they do the things they know they have to do only occasionally. People that are more than average, that are better than average, do the things they know they have to do every day. And they don't postpone, they don't procrastinate, they start doing it today. Do you know what I think the two best abilities are that any person can have in life? Availability and reliability. It's about showing up, being available, and about showing up consistently, being reliable. Have you ever spent a day with someone that is incredibly successful? Spent a whole day with them, really looked at what it is they do every single day? I bet if you do it, there's something that you will see, something that I have experienced, and that is that people that are successful, people that continuously win, have a different pace about them, a different rhythm about them, something that is slightly different. They seem to get more done in a day than most people. Everything is just a little bit quicker. They walk a little bit quicker. They talk a little bit quicker. Their decision-making is a little bit quicker. They find a way to fit more into a day than the average person. And maybe it's only 5% quicker. Maybe it's only 10% quicker. Sometimes it's almost imperceptible. It's not just about a little bit quicker. It's also about doing more things. And now, not 100 things a day more, but one or two important things a day more, but doing it consistently. So that's my tip of the week. And it's actually two tips. The first one is start saying today more. Start thinking today more. Start doing what is necessary for you to be successful. Start today and start being more consistent. Start doing the obvious things, the things that you know you have to do today. The second tip of the week is just a beautiful quote that I think fits in very nicely about this concept of thinking of today and talking about today. It's a quote by Mahatma Gandhi, and he said, "Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny." All right, let's talk about that promised big change. Time for a change, starting today. Here's the first change. Next week, it's going to be different. We're going to be doing a TikTok week with Intentionality with Paul Kemp. I'm a bit uncomfortable about this one. My production team have helped me to create a number of TikTok videos, and we're going to be releasing one video a day next week instead of doing a whole episode. We're going to use this social media platform, TikTok, because I've heard that's the cool one. I don't understand it yet. I'm not using it, but let's see how this goes. And let's see if we can boost the support of IWPK a bit by using TikTok. So if you are on TikTok, if you, somebody that understands TikTok, please go and support us there. The second change I want to make is after our TikTok week next week, we will be releasing a number of episodes with a very clear focus back on the money part of IWPK. But this time, a completely different approach to what we did in those first 10 episodes. In episode 13, I gave you 10 tools to a more intentional life. But for you to truly be intentional about your money, about your finances, you need a group of intentional people in your life that can help you on this intentional journey with your money. And I have such a group of people. I know such a group of people. So I will be introducing you over the next few episodes to people in FFG so that you can get to know them better. Because these are the kind of people that can help you achieve the success that goes with the intentional part of your life around money. We'll be talking to some of my colleagues in FFG about the different aspects of our business, about what we do every day to ensure that our clients are taken care of well, so that their intentions can be realized in every aspect of their life. You've already met one of my colleagues. We did an interview with Siyabonga Nompunga from FFG in episode 16. Interestingly enough, that was one of our most followed and shared episodes so far. So I hope and trust that you will tune in over the next few weeks to the next exciting chapter in the IWPK journey. Before I end off this episode, I actually want to share a third tip of the week, like a bonus tip of the week with you. Something else interesting that I've recently seen was around good habits. Now, good habits is something I talk about consistently in the first 21 episodes of IWPK, especially if you go and listen to episode 17, where I talked about longevity. The thing I saw recently was that Discovery Vitality has brought out a brand new study called the Vitality Habit Index. And this is a study of more than 1.1 million lives in the UK and in South Africa. It was done in partnership with the London School of Economics. And this is really a fascinating study with some very compelling results around good habits. And here's just a few things I want to share from the study that I found particularly interesting. 40 to 50% of our daily lives are controlled by habits. Sustaining a healthy habit for 2 years can add up to 3 years to your life expectancy. It only takes 7 to 15 weeks to form a habit, with the majority of habits being formed between 9 and 10 weeks. And in this study, they give clear guidelines on how to create healthy habits in your life and also how to get these habits to last longer through something called habit laddering. It's a great document to go and have a look at. Go and have a look at it. Just a quick shout out to anybody at Discovery Vitality listening to this podcast. If you want to join me on the couch for an interview, please make contact with me at paul@iwpk.co.za. That's it for today. Thank you to my production team for all of their hard work behind the scenes. Thank you to FFG for your continued support. The focus is now going to move to you. Congratulate yourself on making the choice to live a more intentional life, to be the architect of your success. May the rest of your week be an amazing intentional journey. And don't forget to share, to support, to subscribe, and to follow. Thank you for your support.